Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's 9 o'clock!
Two lost hands, old hands, find a man, not a man, understand him, daddy's son of Sam, man, hey, found the Lord of pain. Dark words overheard, nipple twist, drug burn, demon bird, doom bird, mean Stevie Gutenberg, liar, in the lake of fire. Satan, can you hear us? We are on our way, not this night, you are our day.
Mojo Pop Party! Mojo Pop Party! Mojo Pop Party! Mojo Pop Party!
Someone's feeling confident.
The Steamy Windows, and Steamy Windows is coming from Catherine. The Steamy Windows is coming from...
the body heat.
There we go. Kath is exercising her fanny. Kath, you can leave at any time tonight.
Can I though? Yep. Just check in.
No, you can't. Mm. I was thinking about that yesterday. It was weird when someone said that. Like I was like abusing you. If I wanted to abuse you, I'd abuse you. Oh, la, la, la.
Oh, hi.
Wait a minute. Can you see that? I don't know if this will reach. This will reach. Hello. George has gone mental. Mark it. We lost screen too, don't worry, we'll get it back in a minute. It's just a loose
ow,
connect.
Ow, ow.
High fives!
Yeah, it's the... we were both thinking about that, weren't we?
Yeah.
This kind of assumption that somehow I'm here against my will. God.
Today's polls are reporting big wins for Catherine tonight. Stop the count, and I don't mean the count from Sesame Street. I mean Count Duckula, you absolute melt. Count Duckula, we're British. The look of love makes me cream my pants.
Oh, don't be like that.
What's interesting is we haven't really spoken about the end of series one of, not Carl Perkins' Songbook of Rules. What's it called?
No, that's also excellent.
Brett Michaels' Rock of Love. So Brett Michaels, lead singer from Poison, a really shit band from the 80s and the 90s. Oh, I just knew of them. Like a hair metal band is the phrase. And so he gets three seasons of a dating show from 2007, 8, and I think the last one might be 9 or 10. We've just started season two. And we finished season one a couple of days ago. And so much has we haven't talked about yet. So it's like 15 weeks or something. It's a dating show where he has a reality show. He has a house full of 20, you know, young women. All of a type, all look, you know, big boobs and blonde hair generally.
Yeah, and he reckons he's 40. A lot, one of those girls was 21.
22, I think, 23.
Anyway.
He's looking for love. And he talks about it, the show. He's looking for love. What? I'm starting to get feelings for you.
Yeah.
Why should I keep you in the house? Well, because you're starting to get feelings for me. I mean, that was that not...
But then also there's like six girls standing on the podium, the rostrum behind her, waiting to hear how his feelings are doing for them.
So he picks the winner, right? He picks the one that he's fallen in love with, because that's, you know, the best way to do it. Let me just make sure I turn the heat off, because I'm hot now. He's picked the one that he's fallen in love with, right, at the end of season one.
Yeah.
And so... he picks her and it's great and she's in love and the person who came second is furious, rightfully so, because he's treated him like shit. And that's the end, right?
Well,
they're in love.
The one at the end of series one, the woman that came second told him that she loved him.
Yeah. So that's the end of the series, right? So they're in love. Okay, well, a bit odd, they're series two and three. But then there's an extra episode, right? And it's like the reunion thing. And it starts off with a host that we've never met before, Ryan Ricochet or something.
Oh, he's a right pain in the ass.
And he says, okay, well, we got all the girls here tonight. And he goes through all the girls, but the one that won it isn't there. And he says, Brett will be joining us soon and exclusively on the show tonight. The young lady that won season one of Rock of Love will be meeting Brett for the first time since filming wrapped 6 months ago.
6 months ago.
6 months ago. The person that won the competition where Brett Michaels was looking for love.
Brett who?
What's his name? From Brett Michaels from Poison. Sorry. I feel so like I know him, yeah. So I can drop that.
So, well, he talks about himself as Brett Michaels. That's
so the
thing,
woman that won the competition to find love with Brett Michaels of Poison, as soon as the show's ended, you think, oh, great. You assume the reunion episode will be them coming out hand in hand.
Saying we've not been apart since.
He's meeting him. Nothing's happening there. It's nothing.
It's
don't
fight,
look. Oh, you turn to a pillar of salt. Is meeting him for the first time in 6 months, right? And so she comes out at the end and Brett comes out and sits with her. And she goes, I'm going to be honest, Brett. I've not seen you for 6 months. What is that all about?
Also, when I won, you drove me back in the limo and you didn't even walk me to the hotel door.
I wasn't allowed to take you to the hotel. The crew got really upset that I even went back to the hotel with you. I wasn't allowed to see you.
Hang
a minute. You're a rock star.
You're a 40-year-old man.
You're a rock star, right? And you're following the rules. Rock and roll is supposed to be about breaking the rules. And why is there a rule that says you can't see the woman that you fell in love with for 6 months? I don't think he actually fell in love with her.
Also, you think maybe it's a safeguarding thing. That they couldn't let anything happen off camera that would be untoward. But he has been intimating that he's been shagging them all.
He got blowy from Lacey. We know that because
someone told her dad.
Heather told Lacey's dad that she'd given him a blowy. 0203 28. Well, as Michael says, you've seen nothing yet. Season two is tame, but season three is absolute carnage. Well, but
two is tame. We're on episode two.
We've just done episode three.
And someone got Mary out.
We're just in episode three, and the last face of colour has been evicted. It's now very, very white for the rest of the season, guys. Don't look behind. That's what they want. There were three women of colour, and easily the most beautiful women there. End of episode three. They're all gone. It's white.
What a coincidence. That happened in series one.
And already it's insane. They've just been he took three girls on a date to a burlesque bar. And one of them, who you will have seen on This Morning because she had her boobs enlarged to this big.
Frenchie. I think she was on Big Brother.
Yeah. One of them stripped off completely naked and showed him
her dinner.
Some show. We're on about Colin, Rock of Love, starring Brett Michaels
from Poison.
It's on Amazon Prime. I wouldn't watch it with kids around. Good evening, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee.
I'm Catherine Boyle.
And it's a special show tonight. We'll tell you about the show in a second. We'll tell you about the show tonight. Are they going through the bins again?
They probably are.
Stop it. I'm playing with a pen. I can't argue with
that.
One
of the cats had a poo in the bath again.
I think two of the cats did a poo because that
there were different consistencies.
Could not have come from one cat. One cat. Go on. So what is tonight's show?
Well, it's that silly quiz thing we do.
Named by either John Dredge or Jack Munro.
Yeah, I mean they're both claiming it. But what happens?
My favourite night of the week.
We take part in a series of challenges to try and get the edge on each other.
We don't edge each other.
No,
though. That's not what this is about.
It's about even moral supremacy.
It's not edging each other.
No. I wouldn't. Yeah.
So you set the questions and the games. It's up to you. I think maybe we could start introducing a little challenge each week. I'm up for that. But you set the games. A few tips. The simpler, the better. I don't think screen shared on Skype doesn't seem to work.
No.
If it's simple, I will take emails that I can open, but it's got to be dead simple. Don't expect any technical stuff from me. And if it doesn't, if I can't work PowerPoint, please don't get pissy with me, also, as some of you have done.
Yeah. Also, no more than 10 questions, please.
I reckon 5 to 8 is great. 10 max if it's kind of short, to have a tiebreaker put aside. And it can be about anything. No monkeys questions is the one thing. We've not decided what your no-go zone is. I have, in a very gentlemanly way...
What do you mean?
Well, we will not have any questions on the monkey. We want to have like a monkeys quiz. All right, Kathleen, I've got a monkeys quiz for you because I know everything about the pop group, the monkeys.
Yeah, but I'm a woman. I don't read list books.
Okay, well, so, no, but you need to submit something. Jesus. Jesus. God damn it. You need to submit something.
What about sort of no foreign languages?
Well, I'm excellent at foreign languages. Yeah, but I could do better than a Japanese.
I'm better than you are. So, yeah.
I'm Winona Ryder at that podium with the numbers going around.
What? How many languages degrees have you got?
Oh, we're judging. Oh, I'm sorry.
Just checking. How many distinctions in spoken Spanish
sorry,
have you got?
I didn't realise we're more languages than just Spanish. I didn't realise we judged how good people were at languages on the language degrees we got. Because all those French kids running around, they've got French degrees, haven't they? All the little Japanese kids. They've got Japanese degrees, haven't they?
Doesn't make a difference. We're talking about foreign languages.
Well, exactly. So Japanese is foreign.
Yeah, but not to them, you racist.
Excuse me, Japanese is a... This is what we're dealing with.
Colonialist.
She's trying to tell me Japanese isn't a foreign language. Anyway, once again, Winona Ryder...
I don't think that's why she was doing it.
Someone's just told Winona Ryder, just as she's gone up to the podium to collect that award, by the way, Winona, Japanese isn't a foreign language.
To the Japanese. I don't think that's a difficult concept to grasp, but maybe that's why it's currently 4-3
to me. Oh, now it's 4-3. Exactly, it's 4-3. Yeah. It was 4-2 at one point, and you effed up.
I thought you were getting a little bit pouty about it, so I thought I'd let you have one.
What's a polyglot?
Someone who speaks more than one language.
Oh, okay. I was about to ban Andrea there for being throwing around a sexual slur.
Karova Milkman, shut up.
Whoa! Well, it could be.
He has a colonialist attitude.
Japan. It could be argued that Japan was colonized by the Americans after the dropping of the A bombs. Mm. So, actually, Kurova, I would suggest you are wrong.
Art is not my specialist subject, Peter.
No, it certainly isn't. I've got some of her pictures. That sounds rude.
That's the second time you've cast aspersions on my pictures. I won't give you any more.
Cast aspersions. We're talking gardening now, is it?
Oh, no,
you can leave at any time you want. You can check out any time you want.
But you can never leave.
Here's quick. So we're going to open the phone lines in a minute. You do the quiz. Thank you. Namaste. 4-3 to Kathryn. This is a big one. I'm going to draw level tonight. Matty, could you run the poll, please? Could you run the poll? Who is going to win tonight? So Matty's here. Matty might have given up for good. He might have gone, I'm back in the wrong horse. I'm going to go and start the Christo Fufas library. I'm going to go and start the Dan Wooten. Wank bang.
Oh, God.
So I don't know if Matty's here, if he can start the thing. Otherwise, I can do it. I'm logged. I can do it. I can do it. I don't know. Are you here, Matty? I'm logged into my Twitch.
Are you in?
He's using 34SP to do the Christo Vol. Good for you. Well done. Before we begin, I've got to say, this is our job, right? This is our job. What?
Look how many unbanned requests we've got.
How many have we got?
7. How many was that yesterday? There's only about 4.
This is tomorrow's show. Don't jump ahead. This is, who will win tonight? Current poll. Please vote on that poll. Please vote sensibly. There we go. All right, you're all idiots, though, by the way. This is our job. This is how we make our living. This is how we afford these brilliant shirts. Actually, this shirt was given to me, I think. It might have been given to me by my ex-wife. I don't know. But I definitely bought this T-shirt. And I need to buy some new sheets because the sheets I got a little bit bobbly in it.
Too much rubbing.
I just can't sleep. I've got bubbly sheets. I used to be in the jungle, now I've got bubbly sheets. This is awful. But this is our job, and this is how Kathryn affords such fancy lipsticks. So how do you make money from this? I'm going to tell you, all right? Calm down. Jeez. First of all, we play 6 minutes of adverts. That's the deal we've got with Twitch, and we get a few quid from that. So if you don't like it, you can stop seeing the adverts by subscribing to the channel, right? A few ways you can subscribe. If you have the Amazon Prime, you can link it to your Twitch. A link is going to pop up in the chat in a second. And you link your Amazon Prime. Don't look at them. That's what they want, Catherine.
What are they doing?
You'll turn to stone.
They're in the cardboard boxes.
Of course they are. There'll be Patty in the... If it's someone in the... If there's a cat in the box. Really?
Yeah.
That's a Pat's move. Lino says, I'm new here, but I think it's great that this young lass is streaming with her dad. Especially during lockdown. Well done to both of you.
Well, you've got to look after the elderly.
It's great to have you here. If you link... there's the link there, gaming.amazon.com. If you link your Amazon Prime...
What are we doing here with your fingers?
This is something.
Overwatch.
Oh, this is Overwatch, isn't it? Symmetra. If you link the two together, you can subscribe to us for free. There'll be a subscribe button somewhere on your screen. You link it and it'll say, do you want to link with your Amazon Prime? You do. It doesn't cost you a penny. We get £5. They get split 50-50. All the money gets split 50-50. We get £5. It's money from Jeff Bezos's pocket, money that you could never spend, right? So you're not losing money. It's not like you could use that to go and buy some stuff on Amazon. You could never get that money. We get it. Josh, you don't have to pay in bits to vote. That's if you want to do an extra vote, I think. So you don't.
In real life.
You can subscribe. If you haven't got Amazon Prime, there are three different tiers. If you click on the subscribe button, it'll give you the three different tiers. I think it's like $4.95. I don't know what the second one is. And the third one is £25 a month. That's a lot of money, mm-hmm. right? And we get it. Times are tough. However, I'll just to throw this out there. If you do go for the tier three, the most expensive one, you will be invited to a tier three and mods production meeting, right? On Zoom. That isn't part of the show. We put it up on YouTube, but it isn't part of the show. We tend to do it sort of like a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. And you will be invited in to that. And you get to pitch ideas for the show. And we've had some great ideas. It was supposed to be very silly. The first one, it was us kind of dressed up all smart and bossing people around. But people actually had some really good ideas.
Some wicked ideas. And we've used quite a lot of them.
We've used quite a lot. We've still got loads from the last one. I was looking at the bit of paper the other day. So tier three, it's a lot of money. If you want to support us and if you want to be part of that extra thing, that would be great. Thank you very much indeed. If you do the Amazon Prime subscription, it doesn't auto-renew every month. You have to do it. You have to kind of do it. So if you did it a few weeks ago, maybe just have a check to see if you're still subscribed, because you might have to do it. A couple of other ways. It's a bit of business. I've got to do it because it's our job. Someone mentioned bits, and Cosmic Debris just gave us 200 bits.
Thank you.
You see where it says send a message, right, where you can type in the chitty chat box? There's like a little diamond, black on the top and white on the bottom, grey on the top, white on the bottom. And if you click on that, it will allow you to cheer, which is basically throwing bits, which is basically kind of like, imagine we're buskers and you're chucking coins at us or notes.
At the hat, not at our faces.
Yes, please. And you can buy bits. Bits are very roughly, for 100 bits, we'd get like about £1. Again, we split that 50-50. The final way of... Well, the final way for supporting now is we have a PayPal page. I'm going to put that in the chat. www.paypal, can't type on this keyboard, .me/IAINLEE. And you can make a donation there if you want. Again, think of it as tipping your waiters. As you know, we've just played Hootenanny at the Cafe Wah, and I'm Bob Dylan, and she's Joan Baez, and we've just done a storming set.
Boom.
And it's all been cover versions. Then right at the end, I've just slipped in Blowing in the Wind. Joan's not heard it, but she's so good, she's keeping up with me. What a night! And you're going to walk out and not pay for that? Screw you. We're going to pass...
Hey, I'm going to pass the hat around, man. Hey, maybe put some Benjamin Franklin's in there, but I mean, man.
Don't really know how Joan Baez talks.
Oh, Bob Dylan, why are you talking like that?
So if you, you're not even Dave Von Ronk, Sunshine, kiss it. So if, those are ways you can support the stream and help us. If you can't afford it, go fuck yourself.
No.
Hey, go fuck, go
no,
fuck
no, no, don't do no, that. But could you can do that. I'm not judging.
I've been told.
I'm not going to yum your yuck. Yum,
official,
yuck your yum. But if you
could policy
wait until after the show to
said.
Go and F yourself, that'd be lovely. It's optional.
Official policy, I have been told, is if you can't afford it, you're very welcome
what
to the show.
On, like,
don't look at them.
They've got something.
If you can't,
what's the crunching? Are they eating crisps?
No, it's a thing. If you can't afford it, thank you, Time Terrapin 3 Bits. If you can't afford it, you're welcome to the show. These are really tough times. We get it. Furlough's been extended till March, which makes me think lockdown's going to be extended until March. Did you see that he announced that today? Furlough's going to be extended till March. Why? Why? Because surely we're going back to work in. Going back to work on 3rd of December, right?
But they're going to let us have a week off for Christmas, right?
So I get it. It's tough times. The world is really weird. I know a lot of you have lost your jobs. A lot of you are furloughed. A lot of you lost your job just before the second furlough got announced. It's cool. If you can't afford it, stick around. Enjoy the show. We are the nation's jesters here to take your mind off everything that's going on. And maybe down the line, you'll be able to afford it. Either way, you're very welcome. Thank you so much for watching this nonsense. Quickly, the coronavirus.
Yeah.
There's no way lockdown's ending on December the 2nd. There's no way. This is my prediction, right? Clip this prediction, right? Clip it. Because my prediction is it gets extended. We get a week off over Christmas, week maximum. We get like that Christmas week, maybe from the 23rd or maybe from like Christmas Eve through to New Year's Eve. Maybe we get that off. And then it goes back in again until March.
Yeah. Spaller 87, concerned about the situation. Are you in each other's bubble?
Yes.
Yes.
We are in bubble. So we're going to carry on doing this. Unless the rules change again dramatically, we are going to carry on doing this. But Paul says, FFS. Everyone's ignoring me.
It's because you've been a little bit...
Oh, where did it go?
Did someone get rid?
I wanted to see what you were saying.
Blocked FFS. Hang on, let's see.
Paul Hutz, FFS, everyone's ignoring me. I'm getting a complex. Ian, look at Kath. You've got three chances to guess Kath's lookalike from EastEnders. If you get it, I lose £100 to you. I don't watch EastEnders. I don't know. Is it Dirty Den? Suck your finger for me, please. No, it's not Dirty Den. I'm going to say Ian Beale. I'm going to say Ian Beale. Linny, thank you for the 100.
It's definitely the look I was going for. Ian Beale, the hobo years.
What's a wee cough, Pete? Is that when you cough and wee comes out? 0203286. Hey, Sofa Bomb, thank you for the 500
Clench.
Bits.
And then you will not be having any wee coming out. Hey, today I did yoga. Can you tell?
I don't think that's what yoga is. I don't think you get tickets for the gun show from yoga.
I will. You wait. I'm going to be ripped. I give it, what, a week?
Chetsy69 is saying Cat Slater. I'm saying not on your Nelly. This is a classy bit of flange, right?
Do you know what I used to get called?
Go on.
Do you remember there was an Irish girl on it?
Not really.
I can't remember what her name was. I don't think it was Mary.
Paddy O'Hara?
Mary, because Mary was the punk.
Mary was the punk.
There was a little Irish girl with kind of shorter hair that I looked like back then. But of course, I'm 20 years older now, so God knows. I'm waiting for the punchline. It's probably going to be, Pat Butcher?
Oh, Sesame Mary, says what's on the table. Pete has been struggling with his mental health recently.
Has he?
I suspect that elastic band may have just snapped. I think it's just snapped. Been watching Pete from a distance lose the plot. I think it just snapped. Also, he tried to reignite the VHS Beta Wars the other day.
Why would he do that?
That trolling is... it shows what a good man I am. That trolling, I saw it, I felt it, I breathed it out. I breathed it out. So...
Who's Honey Mitchell?
Oh, Honey Mitchell, okay. I'm going to play 2 minutes of adverts. Get your subs in now if you want to skip the ads.
Oh, right, okay.
If you want to skip the ads, get your subs in now. Otherwise, you've got 2 minutes of ads. Thanking you very much indeed. Very much indeed. Abbity boobity babbity boom. Very much indeed. Oh, here we go. First cab off the rank, and it's a people carrier. Oh, we haven't got our... Hang on, got to change settings. Haven't got headies on. Where is his...
Monsieur.
Can you hear him? The audience can't hear him. Mm-hmm. Can you hear him? No, can you hear him, Catherine?
Yes, I can hear
Unfortunately, the audience can hear him now. Away you go, Gatters.
Splendid. We have the return of the fridge quiz, but with a twist.
Oh, fridge quiz with a twist. Me like it. Oh, so this is the first game. Right, I need a bit of paper to get these scores on.
So you need pen and paper, but I want to see hands in the air for the first part.
I haven't got a pen for you, Catherine.
Yes, you have.
That doesn't work. That one doesn't work. Well, you're going to use a pen that I know doesn't work because I used it the other day. Literally used that pen the other day and it doesn't work. Does it?
Oh, I seem to be able to make it work. Can you not write?
It will run out, and if it runs out, that's tough titty bum bums.
I'll risk it for a biscuit, mate.
Okay. Matty says, is one of your toes there? For those who don't know, Gatford has lost two toes. I would say to lose one toe is unfortunate. To lose two means you're a complete and utter...
Whoa! Mama!
I know who the tiebreaker's going to be.
Hey! By the way, here's the thing I want to do, by the way, is I want to come up with good things that have come out of COVID, because there are some good things. One, you don't have to go up and queue to order in Nando's anymore. You do it at the table on your phone.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. The second good thing to come out of COVID, and we can call in about this, by the way, is the fact that Gatford's had his pre-lockdown haircut.
Look at that fin. Look at that fin.
Look at that pre-lockdown.
It's still a bit
haircut.
Of the alfalfa, though. Still not happy.
Why is it going? Why are you still doing a shark fin in 20? Shark fin. I had a shark fin. Why are you still doing a shark fin in 2020?
Well, I'm trying to relive the youth.
Listen.
Yeah.
Don't hate. Celebrate.
I don't hate him.
Yeah. Just get on my side, not on my ride.
You can call in. Listen, tonight, you can call in about anything, right? You can call in about anything. If you've got a quiz game or something like that, that's beautiful. Thank you very much indeed. Call in with that. If you've got a suggestion of things that are better because of COVID, I will take it. My suggestion is you can order Nando's from your table using your phone. You do not have to talk to nobody.
Don't have to get on the train every day.
Gatters, get it. Where you go? Don't have to get on the train every day. That works. That's for you. Train every day. That works for you. Gatters, let's have this game.
Right. So, it's the fridge game with a twist. So, you have 30 seconds to look at the fridge and remember the items that are in there.
Okay.
But the twist, there are multiples. So, not only can you get a point for the item.
Do you remember what happened last time you drank all my water?
No.
All I'm saying is, you better move this out of the way.
This has not got electric pieces in it. I've got a new keyboard, Gatford, because she broke my last keyboard. It's a great keyboard. It's a top of the range keyboard. The Corsair is a really expensive keyboard. I've left the plastic strip on the top for my kids to pull off because they find that very satisfying.
Oh, yes.
It lights up. But I don't like it because the last keyboard was almost flat. And this is very chunky. These are chunky keys, and it's just too fat for my delicate, beautiful, artistic fingers. So.
So you've got multiples in there.
Oh, sorry, we're doing this, aren't we? Yes.
So you will get a point for naming the item, and you will also get a point for remembering how many of the items are in there. For example...
Oh, okay, because this is where the problem was last time. You might be
three yogurts.
Okay. Right. This time, I'm going to be clear on the rules. You do not need to mention brands. You just need to mention product names and how many you see. For example, there is not, but if there were six apples, you would get a point for apple and a point for six.
Okay, chat, this is where we say goodbye for a little bit because we don't want any cheating from you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make your screen bigger, Gatford, so everyone can see exactly what is going on there. Goodbye, chat. We'll be back in a little bit. Away you go, buddy.
So 30 seconds to view, and then I will give 15 seconds to write stuff down.
Can we have 20 seconds to write stuff down?
You can have 20 seconds to write stuff down. Right, okay.
Imagine if we found like a turd and a dead head.
I was thinking of putting a picture of you in there, Ian, but you know, I thought it might be too bit meta. Right, ready, steady, go.
Oh my God. All right.
Okay, your 20 seconds starts now. You can too, but you're not going to win any prizes for that. Ask yourself. 10 seconds. 3, 2, 1, pencils down, please.
Oh, baby, the chat is welcome back. There was one thing I couldn't see what it was, but I love it.
Swap-a-voo.
Okie dokie.
I will just share my turn around the screen again.
I forgot the Philadelphias. Oh, I forgot the pastas. We had that for our tea as well. Oh,
here we go.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
Bananas, five.
Five? So remember, can only see four.
It's five there.
That was really rude. Okay, so me and Catherine both put four. Okay. So that's 1 point for bananas. Write down
great
the numbers.
Cheese, two.
Yep.
Got that.
Two, so that's two. Yep.
Egg, six.
Yep, that's two. Yep.
You can ignore the lemon juice and the water thing in the background.
No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't say that afterwards. No. Stop.
Right. I will allow the water jug.
No, I put Tupperware.
Well, that's not Tupperware.
Okay. That is Tupperware, right?
Yeah, that is Tupperware. Okay, I'll allow it.
So how dare you? How dare you?
Sorry, I forgot it.
How dare you? First of all, my sister's right. Don't keep bananas in the fridge. How dare you? And Brett Michaels wouldn't eat them. After you've shown us everything, then say, oh, those two things you can ignore. How dare you? Man is a Christian, and this is why I don't like organised religion. How dare you?
Anyway,
two Philadelphias.
What a shame.
Two Philadelphias. I'll give you that. That's two. I'll give you that because that's correct. Yes.
One. I'll allow some sort of Chinese or chicken, sweet and sour chicken meal, whatever combination
I've put chicken curry. See there is crispy chicken.
From the Asian subcontinent. I'm afraid I'm not allowing
that.
What did he say?
He did.
Yeah. Asian continent, it's from the wrong part. This is a Chinese meal, not an Indian meal.
They have curries at Chinese restaurants.
Well,
I am prepared to take this to the Supreme Court.
Let them vote.
So you won't allow chicken curry. What about the fact I put chicken? You won't allow that. The only reason I couldn't see it is because your phone is shit.
Did you put chicken or chicken curry?
He put chicken curry.
I will not allow it.
He went there.
Wow.
Now you call me nasty names when I call in. Huh?
That is irrelevant to this. You're supposed to be Imparcilianos.
Wow.
Moving
okay, carry on.
We have filled pasta or pasta. I will accept either.
Catherine's put fresh pasta.
That is fine. It is also fresh.
Okay. And are we going for the number of fresh pastas?
No.
Yes.
Well, no,
there is also one pack of turkey rations.
Hang on, please. No one stop got that. It. Are you putting the one?
Yes, I said yes.
This is such a fix. What a fix?
Turkey rations.
No one got that. Who gives us stuff?
Okay. Two yogurts. I will agree.
Kath put three yogurts. Kath put three yogurts. She got 1 point. This is going to be good.
And then in the background, you have two Snacker Jacks.
I like them.
What are they, crisps?
Yeah, they're like...
Why has he got crisps and bananas in the fridge?
I think just for
fun. The game. You muppet.
It's just stunt food.
Then you have more carrots.
Now I put...
How many?
Four.
I put six. You didn't put any carrots, so screw you.
That is what's in the fridge.
So
I'm going to take the bananas and the crisps out, okay? I'm not going to leave them in there. Right. Kath, how many do you get?
Nine.
No. Recount. Fuck you not taking chicken curry. Screw you. What?
Is there something the matter?
You called me a nasty name.
That is irrelevant to this.
Is there something
it's
wrong?
It's not. My feelings were hurt.
Can we... Right. I would like... Okay, here we go. Here's the thing. I'm introducing a new... here we go. Here's the thing. I am introducing a new element that we should have talked about before. It's called the Joker, right? Now, the Joker means you can put it to the audience... I've got a new feature of the show. It's called Ask the Audience.
Right.
And you can get the audience... If there is a decision...
Is there a problem? How many did I get?
That is irrelevant at the moment.
I'd like to know.
There is a if there is a disputed...
Can you smell something? It smells like bullshit.
If there is a disputed point, I would like to put
it... Is there a point in it?
If there is a disputed point, chicken curry...
What did I get? Would it make a difference?
I don't think you counted it properly. Bananas...
You put four bananas.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. What was it? Was that bacon or a hot dog?
It was turkey rations.
Right. I would like to put it...
Is there a problem?
Chicken curry should be allowed. We couldn't see it properly. I would like to put that to the vote. This is my Ask the Audience. I'm using it in the first round. Do you accept the challenge? Do you accept this new feature?
Well, you know, if it makes you feel better,
Matty,
it might be upsetting for you if the audience are on the side of right.
Mimi Cake says you're awfully, and you played his video, invited him on the show. Was you making fun? What the hell are you talking about? You absolute melt! For crying out loud! Right, you're allowed.
I was on guest on this show once, and I had to lose a toe to do it.
And even then, it's just because someone dropped out. Right.
This is going to go.
Oh no! I played the adverts by mistakes.
You're raising the tension. It's like when they do it.
All right, screw it. Because I know these people will. Here we go. Slayer 7. To be fair, I couldn't read the text on that chicken dish at all.
I think if you'd have put a ready meal, but you rolled the dice.
Roger's being timed out.
Is he right? I can't read
all
the chat.
Do you know what? Do you know what, guys?
I trust the people.
I don't trust them. Do you know what, guys? I'm going to be the bigger man. Not literally. That would be tough. But
getting close.
I am actually these days. I really am. Jeez. Sorry for making a joke about your weight. That was cheap. That was unnecessary. But I am feeling a little bit. That was unnecessary. I apologise immediately.
I apologise. You know,
you don't need to. You don't need to because I went first. I went first, and so you were well within your rights.
Yeah, but you know, an eye for an eye and all that.
Turn the other cheek.
That'd be the one. That's it.
Will you two just kiss?
No, I was rude, and as soon as I said, I thought, oh, that's unnecessary. We're better than that. I'm better than that. You don't deserve that. So I apologise. But you were well within. I am worrying about my weight a lot. I'm going to be the better man out of the two of us here. Catherine,
you're the
10 points. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done, Catherine. Won round one.
Kinda. Are you disputing my...
No. I'm going to put it down.
Victory.
I'm going to put it down, but wouldn't it be ironic if she won by 1 point? Because we all saw what happened there. We all saw what happened. Thank you, Gatford.
Pleasure. I'm glad to start it off on a controversial point.
Thank you very much indeed. There
we go. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Made a joke about this. Where did that come from? Why did I do that? It's because I'm tired. It's because I'm enjoying the theatre and I got a little bit carried away. That's what it is. Apologies, Gatford. Thank you. Let us go to... Well done, Catherine.
Thank you. Let us
go to Alistair.
Hello.
Hey, you're not back on the booze again, are you?
No. Well, I did do because I've just driven back from a meeting.
Yep.
I felt a bit sleepy, so I've had a Cola Zero.
Oh,
it's full of weird stuff, that.
He's got all psychedelic. He's tripping. Well, good to have you back safe and sound, Alistair, my friend. What have you got for us tonight on that silly quiz thing that we do?
Right, well, it's Mastermind again.
Here we go.
For Ian and Catherine.
Yes,
so,
sir.
Basically, I've done questions on artists. and you each have a choice of which artist you want to answer questions on.
What, painting artists? So, or music?
No, musical artists, okay. Yeah. So, Catherine, you can have Stevie Nicks or Kate Bush.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Are you all right?
What the fuck?
Is something wrong again? I'll go Kate Bush, please.
Okay, and Ian, what's up, mate?
That's Gestalt. Yes, Alistair?
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. You can have Imani Coppola or XTC.
Oh. Is this where I'm supposed to throw my toys out of the pram?
I don't really know a lot about them because I'll tell you why. I tend not to know a lot of stuff about my friends. Well, that sounded really cold, actually. I tend to not know a lot of the details about pop stars that have grown into be my good buddies.
Right.
I will go.
You're still going to choose.
Yeah, I have, haven't I? Mm. If I go Imani and get it wrong, she is going to.
Then Andy Partridge is going to go nuts.
Well, he won't. No, if I get Imani wrong, she will rag on me forever. If I get it wrong with. If I get XTC wrong, I mean, what kind of questions are there?
Well, they're all in Wikipedia, of course.
Imani, then. Yeah, I probably wrote
it. Sort of, they're little biographies, really. Of,
Imani. I'm going for Imani.
Right. Okay. So, did you say... Kate.
Bush.
Catherine, you can go
Bush.
First with
Catherine's
Kate.
Catherine's always saying Bush.
Bush. Give me the Bush.
Right. So, basically, do you want me to... There's five questions on each one for each of you. Shall I just run through them all, or shall I take it in turns?
What?
I won't ever do the quiz, man. Do the quiz, goddammit! Okay.
Clench.
Right.
Go on.
What year was Kate Bush born, please?
Oh, bloody Nora.
Let's close the... Goodbye, chat.
I don't know. I reckon she's... Oh, mate. I reckon she's...
Do you want to write them down, or do you want me to say yes or no after you've answered?
I don't know. What do you want? What do you say?
Yeah, I want you to start at some point.
I reckon she was born about 1956.
61.
Oh. Well, no, Catherine, hard luck. Very near.
You can say the answer.
58 is the 58. Answer.
58. Okay, so 0 yeah. points. Nil point.
So, Catherine, which honour does Kate Bush hold?
The honour of being one of my many lovers.
I reckon she is an OBE.
Incorrect. She's actually a CBE.
Well, that's crap, isn't it?
And, that's not good. She deserves. I'm not a fan, but she deserves better.
But there's only one,
that.
And there'll only ever be one.
She deserves better than that.
Which member of Pink Floyd helped her
Pink Floyd
start her early career in the business?
That's the business of show.
Dave Gilmour.
Show business. Mm-hmm. Show business.
That's correct.
Yeah,
one for Catherine.
I know that one. I've only read three chapters.
Here's the thing, right? If there's any question about a rock star helping other rock stars, you don't know the answer, go Gilmour.
Very helpful chap.
Very, very helpful. He pops up everywhere. Go Gilmour.
So, what year was The Hounds of Love released?
Oh, I reckon it was released.
Got to hurry you.
79.
82.
Oh, it's a bit later than that. Ian, do you know this?
82.
85.
Yep, told you.
Oh, even later.
85. Don't rag me.
I'm not ragging.
Don't rag me for getting an answer a little bit less wrong on your chosen specialised subject than you got it.
I got given two questions. I got two categories, and I chose one immediately.
Your chosen specialist subject.
I didn't choose the specialist subject.
You
he
chose
offered
it. Oh,
me...
sorry. He did not. You didn't have an option.
It's not my specialist subject.
He chose you. He
gave
chose you
the option. It for me.
No, he didn't.
It's what
you,
he
so you're saying
my
he chose
Kate
Bush for you?
Yes.
Because that's not what I heard. I heard you get two options.
Yeah, either her or Stevie Nicks.
And so you're specially chosen.
But I'm not saying
you're
it's my
chosen specialist subject.
Not by me.
You chose it.
It's not, I never said
did
it's
you,
my specialist
did
subject.
Did you choose it?
No, because I didn't say it's my
Excuse
specialist
me.
Subject.
Did you choose it?
I chose out of two, yes.
Is it a subject?
Yes.
All right.
But it's not so my specialist subject. So
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
You're welcome. Next.
Incredible.
See what you've done, Alistair.
Anyway. Isn't it?
How childish she is. Isn't it? Childish.
What was the name of the album, Catherine?
Yes.
Which sold 1 million copies and included Wuthering Heights.
Heathcliff, it's me, Catherine. I'll sing to help you.
I think. Could you not?
I'm so cold.
Was it?
Kate Bush Greatest Hits.
Was it The Kick Inside?
Correct.
Yay!
Well, I think actually you did quite well since you've only read 3 chapters.
2 out of 5.
I've only read 3 chapters.
Oh,
yet.
I've got to open up. Hang on a minute, because I've got Streamlabs because I think you're on close up for all of that, except for my close up. Coochie Club. Coochie Club close up. Here we go.
Coochie Club close up.
Yes, Alistair.
Coochie Club close up.
Right, so Imani Coppola.
Yes.
Okay. What year was she born?
You should say, hit question one, what's her phone number? I'll tell
question
you.
One.
What year was she born? I think she's 5 years younger than me. I think. So I was born in 1973. So that would be 78, or is it 79? Or is it 77?
Correct.
Well
done,
Ian. Thank you, Alistair.
Number 2. Which borough of New York does she live?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Well, I don't know because...
She moved, didn't she?
She moved. I mean, it was Brooklyn?
I've written in Wikipedia.
Okay. Was it Queens? Queens, I want to say Queens.
We got killed on the train down there.
Nearly got killed on the train, Alistair. Actually, and the woman next to me started crying because she thought we were going to get killed.
Not me. I can leave whenever I want.
Strange one. I started talking to someone who I shouldn't have spoken to, and it got very tense.
It got dicey.
As you would have known if you'd listened to our excellent New York reports, because we recorded it. What does she live in? Jesus. I have absolutely no idea. I'll say Brooklyn.
Yeah, correct.
One more. In fact, I know it's Brooklyn because I know it's Brooklyn. Yes, that's why I said it. The specific one,
which I didn't ask for, but it's Bedford-Stuyvesant, apparently. Stuyvesant, isn't it? Number 3. Who did she collaborate with as part of duo Little Jackie?
Oh, I don't know. I know
this person produced and played on recording.
I know it. I think it was her boyfriend, but I've never asked her about it. I think they fell out, but I don't know. I'm kind of guessing. And I don't know the gentleman's name. I think his first name was Michael. But I don't really, or Richard, something like that, or Matt.
Like a man's name.
It was definitely a man's name. Michael Jones.
No. Adam Palin.
The first man's name.
I knew it was a man's name. I didn't know it was the man's name. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Right. So, okay. Here we go.
Okay. You'll have the, by the way, you guys will have the other artist next week. In 2001,
right. must read Wikipedia on XTC. Okay.
Actually, I'm stupid because I read the whole Stevie Nicks book.
That's true, you did.
In 2001, she featured on single You All Dat. Name.
I love the way you say it. Name that Lincolnshire twang.
You All Dat.
Yes.
So name the band which released.
Does it begin with the word the?
No. I've never heard of them, but they're not.
Is it 2 words?
Yeah.
Is the first word begin with a B?
Excuse me. What's with the clues? I never got clues.
Well, if I'm wrong. It's not a clue. I'm asking. Is it begin with a B,
Alistair?
Alistair, is it begin with a B?
Yeah.
Could you stay there a second? I need to go for a pee.
I know exactly what he's doing. Damn it!
Is he chasing again?
You wait.
Alistair, can I ask a question? Was it the Baja Men?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, lad, I got it, baby! It's the Baja Men! And if you look on the screen, guys, there's this hangs in my downstairs bathroom. I have presented to Imani Coppola to commemorate.
She was really, really, really sad to part with this, wasn't she? She was like, I'm going to throw this trash out.
No, she wasn't going to throw it out. To commemorate platinum sales of more than 1 million copies of the cassette, Who Let the Dogs Out? It's the Baja Men. That's right, guys. That's right. Thanking you, Imani.
That is unfair advantage, isn't it? I mean,
is it bugger? Chicken curry.
He's chosen two people you actually know.
Chicken curry.
Next week, can my specialist subject be my mum and or dad?
Chicken curry. Massive chicken curry. Thank you, Alistair. Yeah, yeah, chicken Down curry, buddy. Yeah.
Oh, no, hang on.
I've won.
Didn't you have another?
I've won. It doesn't matter. Oh, I'll do it because I just want to show off now. So this is, I've won. Hang on, let's call him back.
What's Imani Coppola's first name? Is it Imani or is it Coppola?
Chicken curry. Is all I'll say.
Yeah, chicken curry. And you were going to, and it was wrong.
It was all right than anything you could say. What do we think he just called up on?
I said it all right. I didn't say creme fraiche instead of yogurts.
Mookie says, I would hate playing games with Ian at Christmas. So lucky you're not invited to my Christmas because you'd love it and so you can get screwed. Go on then, Alistair. Let's have it. Let's have it.
Yeah, what was the name of Coppola's first album called?
I can't pronounce it. Chupacabra.
Correct.
Thank you very much for your call. Goodbye.
So you've done very well.
Thank you.
Was that worth it? Does that make you feel a little bit better?
It does, actually. I'm glad we called him back. Thanks for encouraging me to do that, Catherine. Well, that makes me feel a whole lot better.
Alistair's worked very hard, that's all. And you dismissed him.
He hasn't really, has he?
He was summarily dismissed.
He hasn't worked really hard, has he, Catherine? That's an exaggeration.
Well, he's worked harder than we have.
0203. Oh, we missed a call from Paul. So the way it works, so it's 1-1. By the way, chicken curry, you know, but let's not even go there. It's 1-1.
You were right, but chicken curry was obviously wrong. So stop throwing it up as if it's like Hillary's emails. Stop being a tit. Next.
Okay, so it's 1-1, which all I'm right. cool with.
I'm going to try and make it more obvious.
What obvious?
The point lead.
Okay, well, please do, because, you know.
I'll help you.
It's 1-1. You set the quiz, you set the games, you want to find out and play some silly games, I am totally up for that. 0203-286-6370 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You can Skype TLNA. If I miss your call, I'll try and call you back. Our good friend Paul, who hasn't called us since the 12th of October. Actually, I don't know who he is, but he's called us tonight. So let's call Paul. This round, we're calling Call Paul. Hello, Paul. We are calling you.
Ah, hey. That Paul.
Can you see me? Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
We can see you. We can hear you. And we want to touch your head.
How are you doing, Ian? How are you doing, Catherine?
All right, thank you.
I don't really want to... Here's the thing. I would prefer not to give away too much of myself tonight because I feel that some of you are using this to try and kind of attack me or find a weakness. Gosh. So I'm not going to tell you how I am. It's none of your business.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm focused on the quiz, Paul. It's all I'm going
to
reveal.
I'm really pleased to see you, Paul. How nice of you to call us.
Excellent. Thank you. Shall we just get straight into the quiz then?
I think that would probably be advisable, Paul, because Catherine has just said she's going to really... What, is he going to exaggerate the lead or
I'm
something?
I'm going to extend my lead.
Extend. It's not what you said, actually. Extend. You didn't say extend. Paul.
Okay. How many questions do you want? I've got up to 10. What it is... I hope this hasn't been done before, mind you. It's slogans and taglines, current or otherwise. So it could be a brand. It could be a product. So, for example, if I said, because you're worth it,
yeah.
The answer I would be looking for is
L'Oreal.
So that's an example. Does that kind of make sense?
I think that sounds great.
Yep, yep, yep.
That's good. Let's do the 10.
Let's do the 10.
We're going to write the numbers 1 to 10 and we're going to embrace
ourselves. Yeah, nice coochie mama.
I think that's the best way to do it.
We'll say goodbye to the chat. We'll say goodbye to the chat.
Yeah.
Some are very easy, so I think it's just fair if you do all 10 each.
All right.
Why have we lost the little pre? We used to have a lovely little preview of Skype, didn't we? A little box that I could drag under there, and that seems to have vanished these days. So I don't know why. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right then, Paul. Let's go.
We'll go for all 10. We'll start.
I tell you what. Should we get some? What kind of music would you like? Would you like dramatic? Would you like upbeat? Or would you like spooky?
Upbeat.
Upbeat. Okay.
This excellent choice.
There we go, Paul. I don't know if you can hear it, but this is playing out now. Where you go, sir?
Making love in the afternoon. right, a few easy ones to get us going. Just do it. You say when you're ready.
We are ready.
Number 2, think different. Ian, are you copying?
No, I'm not copying.
Are you copying?
I'm not copying.
He was looking over your shoulder.
Paulie, I'm not copying. I can't see your oversized male hands are covering what you've written.
Wow.
Sorry? Paul, okay. Number 3.
Number 3, another easy one, and I have to put on an accent here. Voorsprong Dirk Technique. Easy peasy. We ready? Number 4, hello boys. Catherine, you look at Ian's.
I'm just making sure he's not looking at me.
Number 5. Are we ready? Yes. Does exactly what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Number 6. Reassuringly expensive.
Oh.
Ooh. I can't remember. I can hear it.
Okay, yep. Number 7.
Number 7. Taste the rainbow. Catherine was straight in there.
Yeah.
She's got 2 young kids. I can't stand the bloody things.
Number 8. Eat fresh.
Eat what, sorry?
Eat fresh.
Oh.
Yep. Is it chicken curry?
Gatford's chicken curry. Are we ready for number 9?
Go on.
I think so.
Number 9.
Number 9.
What's the worst that could happen? These are getting these too quick for my liking.
Well, no, I've missed a couple.
I haven't missed any.
And yep. Lastly, life's good. It's not really, but that.
Oh, life. I don't know what it's. I know. Yep. All right, great quiz. Let's open up the chat bot. Okay. Ian, so right, Matty, please. No. I didn't know what the thing was. I couldn't actually see it. I did try and cheat. But do you want to watch the clip of me? Hang on a minute. This is.
God, it's school all over again.
Honestly, I couldn't see because you're so good at covering because you've obviously spent years.
School.
Oh, you can't see. Why can't you? Oh, you can see. That's exactly what you're looking at. Sorry, I got confused. I got caught in the time loop. Thank you, Matty. Very funny.
Kind of hilarious.
Very, very funny. Okay, I couldn't see it. And I got it wrong. But okay, away you go. Let's have this. Let's have this, please, Paul.
Okay, answer 1, Nike.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Answer 2, Apple.
Yes, sir. I put Reeboks. I didn't know.
I had a little guess.
Oh, no. Oh, fuck, number 3. Oh, no.
Number 3.
Volkswagen.
No. Audi.
No. Oh, here's the thing. They're owned by the same company.
Yeah.
So technically, Audis are Volkswagens. It's the
they
same.
They are.
It's the same engine and everything, isn't it?
But that's not the ad campaign, is it?
Okay, I'll go with that. Yeah. I'll go with that.
Number four, Hello Boys. That was for the Wonder Bra.
Yep. Okay. Well done.
Number five was for Ronsale. Does exactly what it says in the tin. Reassuringly Expensive was for Stella Artois.
Oh,
I put Vianetta.
I know you did. You went from, you're thinking, what's posh?
what did you put, Catherine?
I didn't. I couldn't think.
Oh, couldn't think.
Taste the Rainbow. Sorry, Taste the Rainbow Skittles.
LGBT. Yeah. Oh, Skittles. Sorry. Taste the Rainbow.
Eat Fresh was Subway.
Oh, Ian put Beef. And technically, I mean, there is beef in Subway, so, well, I mean, you going to argue that one?
I won't argue that because that's ridiculous.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay.
What's the worst that could happen?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper, yep. And finally, Life's Good.
LG.
Yeah.
LG.
I don't know what LG is. Is it phones?
It's
electricals, yeah.
Electronics.
It's part of Hitachi. I've got a new drive for my new computer, and it's Hitachi LG.
I wouldn't open with that one, Catherine.
What I'm saying is, I think they're part of the same group, so if you put Hitachi down, you probably get it right.
So what were the scores then, guys?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Well done.
Catherine got 8. Congratulations, Catherine. I'd love a round of applause. Everyone could clap, Catherine, for getting 8. Well done. Paul, I'm going to be honest, Paul, that was a shitty quiz.
Oh, thank you, Paul.
How many quizzes have we had? 3. So it's 2-1.
Yeah.
This show could not happen without our fantastic sponsors, gelaw.co.uk. That was Paul, wasn't it?
Yes.
There's a number we missed ending 630, and then we've got Dave. So just hold your horses a bit, guys. 630 and then Dave, unless that... 630, we're going to come to you in a bit. GELaw.co.uk, Gregorian Emerson Family Law, Richard Gregorian has been so good to us throughout the years. We gave away, I think we might still have some t-shirts to give away that he paid for. I'll check with Scott. I'll see if we've got any left with Scott. But we're doing a talent show on November the 18th. And if you want to take part...
If you're a bit crap, that would be really good.
I just want to say that because I don't want people thinking I've got...
If you're a bit crap or a bit weird, that would be really good.
It's rather than talent, we thought, think variety.
Yeah, performance... Richard has put up £200 for the prize fund, which would be quite generous if Nick from Poseidon Safety Management hadn't put up £201 and a penny.
And
means there's a £401 and a penny pot to piss in. First prize is a minimum of £250. How's about them apples? Thank you, Nick at Poseidon Safety Management. Devon and Cornwall. Nick, it turns out, is one of the good guys.
Yeah.
Man guarding. Guard dogs, mobile patrols, he runs, it's his company. And I say he runs it with Zeus. There's Zeus. Zeusy. Ganda.
That's in his weekend attire.
There's two Zeus. One Zeus, two Zeus. I wonder if I can make that chair. Hang on. Can I make this chair fit with that chair? There we go. Oh, you can't see it. Doesn't make any difference. Anyway, there's two Zeus. Devon and Cornwall is a whole lot safer. Nick is a good guy. At Poseidon Safe. Go and send them some. Just go. I'll tell you what we'll do. We must have some T-shirts left over from Richard Gregorian. Go to At Poseidon Safe now and send some love. Use the hashtag TLNA. And the message that we find the most loving, but without crossing that line into creepiness, will win a free bit of late night alternative merch from Scott Balcony.
So what we're saying is no tongues.
Go to Poseidon Safe. We'll have a look at the night. You've got to use the hashtag TLNA, please, so that we can find it. Send a message to At Poseidon Safe using the hashtag TLNA. Make it loving. Don't cross that line into creepiness. And the one that we like the most, we will send a T-shirt to.
A T-shirt.
Abbeycare.co.uk. We'll have a little look at their website after 11.
So Abbeycare are specialist addiction recovery clinics, aren't they?
They are good as well. Got really good reputation. It ain't cheap. If you mention this advert, you get 25% off. The way that people normally pay for this is often their employer will pay for it health insurance quite often covers these kind of things, or you would pay yourself. It ain't cheap. But if you do think you've got a problem and you've got health insurance, particularly through a company, have a check if you've got issues, because they might be able to cover it. They might be able to cover it, and it could save a life, could save your life. It's a really good place. The website is voila. and we'll have a look at that a little bit later on. Speaking of websites, 34sp.com, as supported by the two, the best Bond and the, I'm going to say it, the second best Bond, Connery. I can say this now that he's no longer with us, was never my cup of tea. As Bonds go.
You're more of a more man.
More of a more. 34sp.com. They've been advertising with us for 2 months and this is their last week for now. They might join us again later in the year or in the new year. Web hosting, web hosting, web hosting, web hosting, web hosting, 34sp.com. You can do it right now, please.
3 months free with the code TLNA.
Right now, please.
There we go.
I think you should, here we go. I've been working on this. I think you should go to 34sp.com for your web hosting.
But what when?
You can do it right now, please.
But what do you think about that, Paul?
Well, I really think this is great.
Okay. What do you think about this, Paul?
Well, I really think this is great.
Thank you. 34sp.com, it's backed by Roger Moore. What's his name? Basil Den Bond. And Paul McCartney, isn't it, Paul?
That's old news.
Okie dokie. 0203-286-637, but don't call in for a bit. Because we're missing numbers. This was the first number that we missed.
So let's ring them back.
Let's call them back. Look, the TLNA code for 34SP, Momo Meisters, that lasts, I think, forever, yeah. He said, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, that lasts forever. So, but I would use it soon, because then they might come back and advertise with us. But that will last forever.
And it's not that expensive anyway.
And we'll look really at the prices after.
And they're really helpful. And yeah. What you pay, what you see is what you pay.
Voicemail.
I don't like this new gift gaff guy. Calling.
No,
can't take your call at the moment. Please leave your message after the tone.
Welcome to gift gaff. That's what. Who's this guy? Yeah. I don't like that guy. No. All right, we missed him. Dave was the next call that I saw, so we're going to give Dave a call. Dave's quizzes are always great. Straight in there. He's not missing us.
David.
David.
What's your T-shirt today, Dave?
Life, don't ask me about life. Don't talk to me
Does
about life.
Does anyone know, right, when we were doing, when we had Skype up a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it, I bet I know what it is. Hang on a minute, Dave. Let me call you back. Hang on, stay there. No, stay there.
I'm staying here anyway.
All right. What was the setting that Kate told us to change? It was in calling. Show call window. There it is. There it was. That's what we wanted. I got it. Anything you want, oh baby, you're anything at all, my baby. Please, my baby. Dave, let's do this. Now it gets serious, says Andrea. She is correctamundo, Officer Poncherello. Let's do this.
She's correct.
Okay.
Prolapse. Not may God bless you. God may the God of your understanding. May the God of your choice
may your
go
God
with you.
Go with
I said
you.
Namaste seriously today at the end of my yoga class.
What did it feel like? It
felt great.
Right, so.
Told you he drinks his piss. Dave!
If it's that colour, I must go. 2-1
to Catherine.
Drink more water.
Right, so this quiz called Shit Sandwich.
Oh, I've had a few of them.
So I'm going to read out some reviews of albums.
Oh, well done.
Show you two albums. You've got to say which one is the crap review of.
Okay. So, I'm going to close the chat on this because.
So if you've got a bit pen and paper, we'll do them together. So
okay, here like we go.
So we've got two well-known.
One of them is good. Combo. One of them is overrated. Yes.
Yes. And the review from most of these are from Rolling Stone magazine.
Jan Wenner, ladies and gentlemen, what a jerk off. Okay.
Except this isn't. It's from a fellow musician of the time, and it says, "This is a load of rubbish, really." This is. I'm talking about one song from the album or one of the albums. It says, "This is a load of rubbish, really." I take the Mickey out of myself on the piano and play stuff like this. I think they know it's not that good. So, was that person talking about a track from Revolver or from Sergeant Pepper?
Yep.
So write down which one
number
you think.
Two, we've done it, Dave. Don't please, cool. Please don't patronise us. Please.
Next
week
one.
Number eight, and please don't tell us how to run a quiz.
He's running it.
Well, is he though?
Well, maybe.
I'll run him in a minute.
Yeah.
There we go. Question two. Not
the
even
next
out of his
one
looks.
Is right. So yet more tedious, monotonous drones? Is it Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd? Or Ladies and Gentlemen, We Are Floating in Space by Spiritualized?
By the way, Ladies and Gentlemen, Floating in Space by Spiritualized. Every now and then, my old iPod, I haven't got a new one. Every now and then it would just pop up. What a record. That and Live at the Royal Albert Hall.
Yeah.
What records? I mean, it is a tedious drone, but what a drone. What a drone.
So, which one of those is a tedious drone? All right, let's have a look, shall we? So next we've got Kid A by Radiohead.
Mm. I woke up sucking on a lemon.
And Tilt by Scott Walker, which I don't know if you know that album.
Is that the one there's a documentary about the making of?
Yeah, that's a Drift. That's the one after. But Tilt, okay. just as challenging, as they say. It's okay. It's not the one where he's punching a load of meat and, but it's similar to that.
Is that a euphemism?
Meat puncher?
No, it's literally... He got bloke to punch a side of meat and recorded it. Where are
what's
we?
A talent.
Yeah,
of course, I've been on stage with Scott Walker and Travis at the same time. That's by the way. Just filling while Dave.
Yeah, I can't. Oh, yeah.
This album by Scott Walker is shit.
It's bollocks.
Which one is?
It's near enough, that. It is the sound of blank ramming his head firmly up his own arse, hearing the rumblings of intestinal wind, and deciding to share it with the whole world.
Gosh, sounds like a review of this show.
Out of those two, it's the sound of blank shoving his head up his ass.
Have you made a mistake by saying his?
No. Or have I?
I think you made a mistake by answering that question. Thank you, sir. Let's go to number four. Psychology gets involved, you see.
So this one
is... It's like a psychological mind-bending experience. We're all on LSD.
I like your white mouse next to the TARDIS.
White mouse, yes.
It's cute.
Yes.
How can you see a TARDIS?
There, behind his head, because I'm looking at his face.
Okay, okay. I can't make eye contact with him.
I'm not surprised after what he did. Stuff.
Right. This is Songs of Leonard Cohen by Leonard Cohen.
Leonard Cohen was such a great-looking guy. Such a great-looking guy. And what's great... So out of place. Obviously, he was significantly older. I don't know, 6, 7, 8 years older than everyone else. But just, you know, completely different from the look, whether you like the music or not. Just doing his own thing, you know, this French-Canadian poet.
I was going to say he looks like a French movie star.
Yeah. He looks great.
So those two, one of them got reviewed, I think this was in Rolling Stone. And...
What were the albums again? Sorry, I'm not...
Songs of Leonard Cohen and Freewheeling Bob Dylan.
Right.
Free Willy's Bob Dylan. He did the soundtrack for Free Willy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I might watch this weekend? Hearts of Fire, the Bob Dylan
movie. There's a great documentary about the making of it.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Send me the name of it and I'll dig it. Because I love it. He made a movie in the 80s, like a proper movie.
No Spice World, is it?
Have you seen Marston Anonymous? That's terrible.
Started to watch it and I couldn't get into it. And then I heard the director being interviewed about it by Tim Heidecker and it made me think, oh, mate, it sounds quite good, but nah, it's this shit.
Anyway, someone said either about one of those albums, the record as a whole, I don't think I could ever tolerate all of it. There are 3 brilliant songs, 1 good one, 3 qualified bummers and the rest are flaming shits.
Flaming shits.
Okay. So which one of those was that?
I'm just guessing. You might as well just show me the pictures.
Every rose has its thorn.
So these two unknown albums by Simon and Garfunkel and Joni Mitchell. And question is, is someone writing about their fans?
Okay.
Or folk fans, you know, looking forward to this album. It says, only coming up with 11 new songs in 2 years didn't seem to bother those fans. That nearly all of these songs are hopelessly mediocre, face them even less. Hmm. So.
Hello, Lux. Hello, darling girl. Help me.
Yeah, she clawed away up me to get to you. You're welcome.
So I've got a couple more, I think.
Ow. Fuck off. Me or her?
You.
She hurt me.
It's this lot again.
That you're paying her.
So the
Beatles by the Beatles
and Abbey Road. Okay.
And Abbey Road. And this is a review, again, in Rolling Stone, which is a terrible magazine, as of, is that the album treads a rather tenuous line between boredom and bubblegum.
You notice I've written the answer down already?
Yeah. Surely they must have more talent and intelligence to do better than this. Or do they? Tune in next time and find out. And, well, there's a couple more. These two.
Oh.
Curtis Manfield's Curtis.
Oh, look. His arm and whatever he's leaning on make up the flare of Curtis Mayfield's trouser. Go back, just pull Bruce back a little bit.
Back that way.
No, and then push it closer slowly. Go down ever slightly. Up a bit. So the difference. Right, pull back a bit. Up. The way you had it at the start. You had it at the start. It fitted.
Where are at the start? Like that?
Match the top of his arm with the top of his flare.
All right, gotcha.
So yeah, look at that, man. He's leaning on his shoe.
He's looking up his white trouser.
Here we go.
So, out of those two albums.
Yeah.
Which Bruce album was it, Ples?
Born to Run.
Born to Rebel, we were born to run.
It says, he appears...
Dave hates us.
Hates you.
Actually, I think he hates you more, but he's being polite, so he's taking it out on me.
Okay, you believe that.
Okay, well, that's your projection.
Gished out. He appears to
that's
be unable...
It's gushite.
Please, Dave, please ignore
that. Yeah, I know. Professional,
it's
yeah.
It's important to me.
He appears to be unable to develop either a musical or lyrical theme to fullness these days. And many of his songs are fragmentary, garbled and frustrating to listen to. Lyrically, his songs are a whole lot more rhyme than reason. It's quite a good line, actually, that last bit. So he's a garbled mess, and his lyrics aren't up to much. Is that Curtis Mayfield or Bruce Springsteen?
I don't know, but I bet they were very hurt.
Yeah.
And lastly...
Rockstars have got feelings too, unless they've done too many drugs to have feelings.
I wonder whether they hate the press.
Unless they've had their feelings surgically removed, as I believe Neil Diamond might have had some glands removed to stop him sweating.
Did he?
No, he'd had Botox injected.
In his
armpits.
It was
Bruce Lee that was rumoured to have had some glands removed to stop him sweating.
Is
but
that
he,
right? I liked him sweating.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't. It's bullshit.
Oh.
Dave.
Next.
So,
final
last
question.
One.
This is it.
AC/DC's High Voltage and Overkill.
Two of the worst bands in the world. Head. The singer from AC/DC is a piece of trash. I had to go
only
to
you told him to
kiss rock
kiss
harder.
The best.
Then I had to go to his shitty Winnebago, knock on the door. Mr. Johnson, I just want to say I would really like to apologise for my comment. It was flippant. It was jokey. Obviously, AC/DC rock harder. I had to say to a grown man, because he was going to walk off a show, obviously, AC/DC rock harder than Kiss. It was just a joke, and I'm really sorry that it upset you, and I shouldn't have said it. Obviously, AC/DC rock harder than Kiss. What a bell cheese.
Obviously, Dave. They don't. Where are we? Someone said about these, those concerned in the future of hard rock can take solace in knowing that with the release of this album, the genre has unquestionably hit its all-time low. Stupidity bothers me. Calculated stupidity offends me.
Can I open permission to open up the chat, sir?
Yeah.
What a game.
Swappy, swappy,
swappy. What a game.
Okay. So the first
I think we've
one
written the
was...
same. Oh, no, we've written...
a couple of differences.
Have
some of that.
Stickles.
There we go. Now we're both scarred.
We've got two different. There's only two we've answered differently. Away we go, okay. Dave. Let's have this.
So the first one was Revolver.
I thought it was when I'm 64.
And that was Ray Davis who said that in music.
I know. Was it because I know he did a really stinky review of it, and
was
I thought
because of bitterness.
It's because he's contrarian. He's miserable. I'll get in it. Yeah. Okay, we both got that one wrong. Well done.
That's okay.
Second one, the droning. Was Spiritualized.
Ooh, Sibama na Zalaga.
And that was in Q magazine, and they later made it their album of the year and had to sort of say, oh, we're sorry about the review we gave it.
Obviously, Spiritualized, you rock harder, I have to say.
what have we got next? Was it Kid A, was it? Or the other one, Kid A or Tilt by Scott Walker.
Yeah.
It was Kid A.
Yeah, I put Radiohead. And I got that right. Catherine put Scott Walker. Oh, here we go. Now we got a game.
Melody Maker gave it 1.5 stars.
It's because it's a piece of shit.
I gave
up halfway through it.
You know, it's not for everyone, you know. So what we got next? Was it Dylan or Cohen?
Yep. Well, we've got loads of different answers, actually. Cohen!
Cohen. And then Cohen.
Oh, you're clawing it back.
I'm not clawing it back.
Said he was a good poet, but a crap singer.
Steve,
yeah. This is Avril. So, Joni Mitchell or Simon and Garfunkel?
S&G.
Mediocre songs were on Simon and Garfunkel.
Yes, it's got Baby Driver on there.
It's got Bridge Over Troubled Water and the Boxer on there.
It's
Only Living Boy in New York.
Living Boy in New York. That is, my God, what a song. That album, I heard that album on a flight back. I never really heard the album. I knew a lot of the songs because they're so famous. But I listened to the album on a flight back from America at some point, and I always get very emotional high in the air.
Yeah.
I always cry at the shittest films on an
airplane.
That's
the thing, apparently.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
and I was just listening to that. Just the order of the songs, it was... Oh, what a record.
Keep the customer satisfied is an awesome song.
Oh, yeah. Man, those filthy horns. Is that some record? Okay.
Anyway, next. Curtis Mayfield apparently couldn't write a tune to save his life.
Hang on, we've missed out number six. Beatles.
What's that?
The Beatles and Abbey Road.
Oh, yeah. It was Abbey Road, yeah.
Yes, it was Abbey Road. We got that. Okay.
It was Abbey Road, yeah.
Well done, Catherine's got one.
It was Curtis Mayfield in the in question seven.
We both...
Springers.
Springson, yeah. No, apparently, Move On Up is not a good enough for him. And the last one.
And there's a really long version of it on that album as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too long.
Which you played once on the radio.
Balls to him.
Balls to
and the last one was The Rocking Harder, AC/DC.
One, two, three, four, five.
Let me just count yours. One. Okay. Great game.
Well done.
Dave, thank you very much indeed. It's 2-2. Dave, was there a tie break?
There was, yeah.
Shall we have a little bit of fun? Just for a bit of fun.
Right, there so is. There was a Rolling Stone yet again poll recently, and What's Going On was apparently the greatest album ever made.
But Dave, you are a racist, so you're genetically programmed not to like it.
There was very little black music in there. I just put Curtis Mayfield as a sort of token thing.
you're right, Brett Michaels.
What's the highest position that What's Going On got into the charts?
Ooh. US or UK?
UK, so, yeah.
I would say number. Complete guess. Feels like it would be lower. I'm going to say 12.
I'm going to say 6, just because it came into my
head. It's just a bit fun. This is fun. This is nothing in this.
56.
Oh, I was half right.
In 1998, of all things. Never charted until... And it's never charted. It's only spent 11 weeks in the chart ever. So
what is going
scandalous.
On?
Well,
that's what he was asking.
Am I right?
Yeah, what's going on?
Thank you, Dave. Excellent stuff as always, mate. Really appreciate the work. Thank you, man. To all.
And I open the chat and immediately I'm confronted with Vox 300. A Chinese curry gave me a prolapse.
Wowzers! Vox!
This is a Rabbit Hole production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.